The following interview was recorded in the year 2017 by the Gawler Community Broadcasting Association as part of the Gawler Oral History Interview Project.
The standard car, the Ford had gone to a standard car, and they still retained two springs and that sort of thing, but that was early sedans.
Mm.
Most of them weren't. It had a boot that you put the lid out. Yes, it served its purpose all right.
Did it have one of them funny seats in the back?
No, the normal seat. Oh, in the boot there was no seat.
No.
No, okay. It wasn't one of those.
So you, but you didn't have seat belts?
No.
No seat belts.
They were sort of years afterwards.
So was it a bench?
Yeah, bench seats.
Bench seats in front and back?
Yeah. Yes, it's quite a modern vehicle that way. Mm. No.
And I bet it was leather too?
No.
No?
No. I can't remember. No, it wouldn't been leather. No, it was a standard little vehicle then.
Was it a Ford 10?
Yeah, they call them a 10.
What year was that?
I have no idea. You know, we was over in England and we found another one when we went to Birdville. But it wasn't quite the same. It was a van. But that was out in the scrub, right?
Yeah, we went to the Transport Museum in Glasgow and there was a lot of things there that...
Yeah.
Googlemobiles and sidecars, you know, motorbikes.
If you're going to throw it all away, there's no reference of anything left.
That's right.
Yeah.
So how old were you then, George?
Oh, about 18, 19.
Yeah.
I don't think I was even working then. I couldn't do any work.
Yeah.
I didn't work for about 3 years.
When he went to high school, at that time, there was a railway line up Murray Street.
What year was that?
1936?
Yeah, so that was there.
When you went to high school? Then
yes, that was there.
Yeah, that was there about 1936.
1936, and there was a railway line down the middle of Murray Street.
Yeah. Went from the south railway line up there, up to the North Adelaide, North Gawler station?
Yes.
No.
Didn't it go right up?
It went to the top end of the street.
Oh, is that all?
It went to the top and turned in, and we're...
Coles,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it made a bend up there because there was a flour mill there and a chaff mill afterwards. Flour mill got burnt. Most of all the flour mills caught a light.
Really?
Yeah, they all burnt. They used to catch a light.
What, combustion? Or?
Yes, probably.
It's really? The center of the dust.
Oh, the
wheat
dust.
Wheat dust and that it used to catch a light.
Oh, okay.
It's a flour mill skidded against a light. That was the thing they had to watch.
Well, you know where the Salvation Army is, by the bridge there?
Yes.
That was a flour mill.
Oh, what they call the old...
mill.
Mill. What's it called?
Golden Crest.
Bridge. Oh, jeepers.
Bridge mill.
What's it called?
Bridge mill, is it?
No,
it was Jeff Brothers.
Jeff Brothers Mill.
Yeah. Flour mill.
Yeah.
Jeff Brothers. Okay.
Yeah, well, I don't know what before then, but I don't know Jeff Brothers.
Yes.
So
how did you used to, I mean, you said you came to South Australia in what, 1941.
Oh, well, actually, it was only from north, whether you've heard of Jamestown.
Yes.
We were living north of that.
Yes.
And that was on a soldier's settlement.
A soldier's settlement? I've heard of them,
yes.
So your dad was in the war?
World War One.
Yeah.
World
War
One. He was there in... Oh, what day was he married? 1921, mm-hmm. I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
And they went straight up there on the soldier's settlement. And it was 1941 when we came down to Gawler.
Okay, yep.
And they owned part of the where the aerodrome is.
The Edinburgh Airfield?
No.
The gliding club now.
Oh, where the gliding club is, yes. That side, yes.
Yes, yeah. So I think you see it there.
Yes.
About 1943, the government took it over and...
For the 86 Squadron.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, that's where they used
that's
to
where they had
train the boys before they left here.
Yeah.
And you did the house is still there, right against the river.
Yes, it's right against the river, but it's another thing going through it, the bypass.
It's now, yes, because it split it up, didn't it?
Oh, it sure did.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember seeing that.
Yeah.
So you said that. Your dad, you're on a soldier settlement block.
Yes.
Mm. So
down here again.
Farmers.
Yes.
And what did you have as far as
When we came down here, it was like a dairy farm.
Dairy, yeah.
Because we had to milk the cows and
chappy
comes
in. I
used to do it by hand.
And a pail and bucket.
Yeah. And it was... 44, I think their dad lost quite a lot because we got photos of the flood on the river.
Oh, all right, on the Parry River, was it?
It's really Gawler
River.
Really Gawler River.
Yeah, that's Gawler there.
Yeah, right. And after that it was a drought and we had to sell the cows.
Oh, okay.
And he had to go by train down to Penfield military thing, but he was a gardener down there.
Your father, this is?
Yeah. Yes.
So he lost the block.
Yes. Yeah.
The government acquired it for the base.
Yeah.
Yeah, up the top.
Yeah, well, part of
that was taken over.
Yeah, a couple of paddocks, they took that. And
yeah.
And
then,
of course, that's where the floods and so forth. And they finished up down there.
Yeah.
I think they called it the munitions or something like that.
That's right, yes, munitions.
Munitions, is that what they acquired it for?
That's where he went to work.
Oh, your munitions.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And he...
That was a government department, wasn't
it?
Yes. All to do with the war.
That's right, yep.
Yeah.
And what year was that?
It would be about 1944,
I
think it would have been, because we still had the top part there until the government took it over for the RAAF.
Yes, and you're saying here that they were the only fighter squadron that flew the Kitty Hawks.
Yeah.
And they needed them in New Guinea.
Yeah.
Okay, so what was going on in New Guinea?
Japanese were
there.
Oh,
Japanese.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Yes. Yes, one chappy from here, local, he left here with a Kitty Hawk and they never heard of him again.
Oh.
They must have got him somewhere on the way.
Mm.
He's one that
How old was he?
Oh, he's only been in his
20s.
But that was common, wasn't it?
Oh, yes.
He vanished. Well, that was a common thing.
Yeah.
And some of these planes, they wouldn't find them in the sea anyhow.
Oh, no.
Well,
so were you in the services?
No.
No, George was rejected because of his heart.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was totally rejected.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah. There was a Dr.
I was
Dawes.
No good at all. you know that
kept the home fires burning.
Yes.
They tried three times. And when the first time it's out to get, when I come in and the doctor was there, he said, "Well, they don't call you again, get out of it." Next time again, get out of it.
You were a trier, George.
A trier, you know what they said to me? They said, "You pottering around home, that's the one place where you ought to be."
Okay. So what did you do?
Farming.
Farming,
yes.
So
we
had cattle?
Oh, no. It was grain.
Mainly grain. And
grain, sheep, pigs, cows and...
Chooks.
The lot.
Well, gee, they're all the staples.
Yeah.
Eggs, bacon, bread.
Yes, that's
right.
I
tell you what, they were very, they got to the stage that they had to bring men back there to have done it. Mm-hmm. And people were starving.
Yes.
And we used to have the days of petrol. Then they used to use, because we had plenty of kerosene in this mill.
Oh, that's right, the old Kero things.
Per tractor.
Yeah.
And the tractor. Yeah, people would be putting kerosene in. Then they'd buy bottles of Shell Light to put in there.
Oh, crikey.
Because I think the police, they had their noses blocked. They didn't worry.
Shirley, you started off as a Davidson.
Yes.
It was your maiden name.
Yes, that's right.
So your mum and dad were Will and Dorothy.
Yeah.
And came down with the four children.
Yeah, that's
Faye, right. Faye, Ron, Shirley and Lee.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Ron's gone, isn't he?
Ron. Ron went last year.
Oh, was he last year?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, and then you met this handsome young fella.
Yeah. What we used to be... We were the Methodist Church then, not the Uniting.
Yes.
Methodist Church at Gawler West.
Yes.
And he used to come in from Kangaroo Flat for Knights and Comrades.
What's Knights and Comrades?
That was the name of the group for men and group.
Boys. The boys were called Knights
and we were called girls were comrades.
Oh,
really?
Yes. Mm.
Okay. And we used to say that the comrades are for the knights. It wasn't bad match either.
Well, that's good. So what things did you used to get up to with your knights and comrades?
You couldn't go in unless you had a passport.
Oh,
or
yeah.
Or a password. You'd have to whisper that into the...
Whisper the password?
Yes.
Okay.
Into the...
meeting.
At the meeting. You to know, go in.
Was he the minister or...?
No.
So you had to whisper a password. It's just like the left-hand shake thing.
Yes.
For the men had a handshake.
Oh, really?
And, you know, that was actually taken off. It was a lodge.
Oh, the Masonic Lodge,
yes. Yeah. The Masonic Lodge.
Yes.
And I had a funny one there.
Yes.
See, I was the only person who played music, organist, right, night minstrel. That was all right. And somebody got the bright idea that, oh, no, you're not doing a job. They said, well, you've been doing this. But, oh, no, you'll have to be on the door warden as well.
Mm-hmm.
Give you two jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not recognised as anything. And the silly part about that was we went down to start one in Islington.
Islington?
Islington.
Islington down by the Kilburn Way.
Yeah.
Where the railway works,
Yeah, they went and started one up there. Anyhow, they had the chiefs and so forth. And, of course... I got included because they wanted some music.
And what year was that? Can you remember?
Oh, that's a long... I had no idea.
In the 1940s. I thought I had a photo of it.
So that was down Churchill Road and...
Yes, that's right. Mm. It's only a little bit of a building there. It was with a tiny little hall.
So what hall was it? You can't remember the hall.
I don't know whether it's even be still there.
Yeah. So when you were in Gawler, what things did you do as a couple, you know, as young people?
Well, that was the meeting, and then we joined together to have a speaker. And then sometimes we went for a walk.
Mm-hmm.
And we could walk up around the place then. Without any fear.
Yes.
We stopped behind and talked.
Yes, but she got in my way.
She what?
She got in my way. She interfered. She got in my way.
She got in your way.
Yeah.
Well, that's wrong. Oh, fooey.
So did you ever have... what do you call it? Hay rides and things like that.
Dances
and
dances. Yes,
we yeah. Well, because that was taboo with the Methodists, wasn't a bit, but we used to go to dances.
Yeah. Well, that's right, because the Methodists didn't believe in music and makeup and
yes, really.
That's right.
Yeah, but when we were going together, his mother used to make lilies, for the supper.
That Kangaroo Flat.
Kangaroo Flat. It's really, the hall is really opposite the Roseworthy College.
Oh, okay. It's still there.
Yeah, it's still there.
It's only very few ever left.
So she used to make the supper?
No.
Or help with it.
Help with the supper.
No, your mother. Mine.
Your mother I was talking about, yeah.
How many siblings did you have, George? How many brothers and sisters?
One sister.
One sister?
Yep.
Younger. Yeah. So what year were you born?
23.
And what were you born?
30.
1930.
Yeah. Well, we're on the river, but it's just across Winkle's Bridge is on the way to Two Wells.
Yes.
And we're just in that corner there. Now we've got a Davidson Road there.
And that's you, is it? Is that your family?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's, we were there for quite a while. And, of course, my grandma was there as well. And I thought I had some photos of that.
No?
No.
It's all bits and pieces you get them.
Yeah.
In the earlier days, there was all these other things. We used to go to the balls. They'd have these Freemason balls and all that sort of stuff.
Oh, you were a Freemason as well?
No.
But they used to have balls.
Yeah. But what they
was that
did?
Like a Deb ball?
Oh, no? Well, I don't
Just a general...
Yeah.
General dress up. And
they did have Deb balls for certain things, but they'd have these balls.
So were you a debutante?
No,
nobody got into that. But these balls they've had for different organisations. And they'd ask quite a few young people.
Mm-hmm.
And we must have been some of them compared to, we were some of the old ones, I suppose.
Yes.
They wanted the young ones there to see, to make the dancing.
Yes.
Because the older ones don't want to dance, to make the ball. And that's why we got there.
So what dances did you do?
It was King's Waltz then, Queen's Waltz, whatever.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
The waltzing and that.
So did you do any of the others, like Gay Gordon's or Military Two-Step?
Military Two-Step,
yes.
Yes.
No, I can't remember.
Did you do the progressive one with a circle?
Yes, we did.
And what was that other one? There was one called the something.
Yes, I think so. Bound Dance, yes, that was part of it.
Yeah.
And,
no rock and roll?
No.
Not then. Not then. Oh, no.
That's right. Rock and roll didn't come in until the 50s,
did
it? It was split a little bit with dancing. They had the ballroom type dancing. Mm-hmm. Then they had some of this that, well, they just moved around with one another.
Yeah.
And they said, well, you had to be half drunk and then you could do that properly.
So they had alcohol there, did they?
Well, it's not allowed.
No.
But they did.
No, well, out there.
Sly grog, was it?
It was 300 metres from the place.
Mm-hmm.
Pieces that come along sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Have a look at them. But they had very little trouble with it.
Mm.
But even in Gaul, the same story. Mm. It's still the same thing today.
Yeah.
They don't have balls any other.
No.
They wouldn't have.
Well, we used to use the Institute for the balls.
Mm-hmm.
That was always there.
Mm.
I think the Institute, they stopped to do the dancing mainly because they reckoned it was damage to the building. Yep.
What, the floor or?
No, when you see the structure of the building and the people moving.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes.
And that's why they stopped having them.
They stopped a lot of it.
So was it a big band, was it?
Or usually a band.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hmm. You'd get 600 or 700 people in there.
Wow.
Every fall, I tell you, they all moving around.
Dancing around.
The building was getting too old.
Oh.
But I don't know whether...
So this is a Gawler Institute?
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So what year was that, do you think?
Oh, in the 50s.
In the 50s?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what can you tell me about, like, your shopping? Where would you go shopping?
Well, I had to come in Gawler.
Murray Street.
Yeah.
Yeah, Murray Street.
Any particular stores?
You done the Farmers, money.
Oh, yes, I remember you done the Farmers.
That's when I used to work in there.
You used to work there?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you actually...
Whether
yes, I still them. See you.
Mm, yeah. Yes.
He helped produce the story of done the Farmers.
So what did you used to be a...
Oh, I used to serve the people.
Serving in any particular department?
In the groceries.
Grocery department.
Yeah, and you had a book. Everybody had a book. And they go and get their book, and then we'd write out what they wanted, and then go and get it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, from 639.
And what was that?
639.
Ours was 1654, I think. Yeah. The two of us.
What was that number for?
Oh, that was...
That each person had a number on their book.
Mm-hmm.
And you had to write out all their... grocery things. You had to write them out first, then add them up.
No
other
machinery.
No.
All in your head.
Yes.
It was only about a list that long. You know, these books were a fact that you were sort of members of the thing.
Yeah, members of the...
Oh, like the cooperative.
Yes.
Cooperative.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. And everybody had a book in there. I don't know whether you got a bit of a bonus on it, I think.
So you get like a discount or something?
Oh,
I think we did.
I don't think it was worth much.
I don't know. But you had to write them out and then they had to pay out. And they had those flying foxes.
Oh, like they did in the Simply Pine place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. I remember them.
Yeah.
Well, I think the one that's in there's one still in there.
Yes, I think.
There's one still in the Pine place in Murray Street.
Yeah. I remember there's still one in Ned's.
Ned's, is it? Who's the one?
Yeah.
Oh, I know there's one in...
Yes,
used to be Crosby's.
Put it in a little cup.
That's right, Crosby's.
And pull the cord and...
Yeah.
I was told when...
What was that for? Was that for your change or was
yes.
that...
Yes. No. Oh, yes. Went
that
up
went
to
the office.
Office and they had to give the change and put it in the thing, bring it back.
So you didn't handle money as in such as a till. It was all done with the flying fox.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you put your money in your number of that person in their bill and let it go, and they would process it and then send you back any change.
Yeah.
That's right.
And then where would they pick up their goods?
We had to pick
you
them
had
up.
Them there, you used to do the goods and give them out to them.
Oh, and they were brought off the counter. They did do some delivery too.
Yes.
But when I went to high school, I used to leave the order there midday, and in the afternoon I'd go back and pick it up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a bit different.
Did they do deliveries back then?
Yeah,
if you wanted it?
I've got one account there. Two of the people went around. Yes, what? You better go, dear. No, two of the people, assistants, that was after the war mainly.
Yeah.
They used to go on their bikes to go to the people and get their order from them.
Mm-hmm.
They'd come back
to the store.
To the store, pack it up and go out with a horse and cart.
And deliver them.
And deliver them.
Oh, wow.
That was the early 50s.
So how long were you at your Dunder Farmers?
I was there 5 years.
5 years?
Mm.
Okay.
I left school 41 we get there. 44.
And you would have been how old?
14.
14? And yeah. You left school?
Left school. And then I had to wait until about March the following year to go into the Dunder Farmers. And we had to, I had a bike then, that's right. I had to use my bike.
And so was that your main way of getting around? Was it push bike?
Push bike, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, when we first started to go to school, I was in grade 6 and Leith was only in grade 1.
Okay.
So we had to walk from the farm to Gawler Primary School, School.
How far would that have been?
5 miles.
5 miles?
Yes.
Miles, not miles. Kilometres.
No.
5 miles.
Yeah.
How long did it take you?
Oh, I can't remember, tell you the truth.
Yeah. Well, you must have left with enough time to get to school on time.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Was it? Usually 9 o'clock when they start, don't they?
Yes. Yeah, so this poor little fellow with the little legs was walking beside you, was he?
Yes, yes. Yes, so I had to ask him the other day, just how long was it? You know, how far was it? Oh, he said 5 miles.
5 miles, jeez. Yeah. that's quite a way, isn't it?
Well, you see, you had to go, you know, the road out towards the, you had to go when you go to Two Wills on the...
Yes.
Well, we were on the, just over that bridge, and we had to go from there up the hill and then go down 14th Street where we went over the... swing bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And then
a swing
around.
Bridge. Was yeah. It really a swing bridge?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Start up. Oh, well, yes.
Is that scary?
Yeah, it was square bridge. Square,
a swing bridge.
Swing bridge.
Yeah.
And then we had to walk around to go to the primary school.
And that was Gawler Primary.
Gawler Primary,
the
yes.
The one by the community centre now. Is that
yes,
the Gawler?
Yes, yeah, yes, yeah. Yeah. Yes, or the oval.
Mm. So did you finish, what grade would you have finished school?
I was there for grade 6 and 7.
Oh, okay.
And then we went up to Lindock Road for the high school.
Mm-hmm.
I was there for year 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't get anywhere with me intermediate. Ha 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 ha.
Mm-hmm. So you left?
So we left and in the following March I started in Dunder Farmers.
Okay.
And then my...
And
my
where did you go after Dunder?
Oh, I went to Timers.
Oh, Timer Fashions.
Timer Fashions.
Well, my mum worked there.
Oh, did she?
Mm. What did you go along to their 100th year?
No, I didn't. I thought, well, I was only there 2 years, but...
Yeah. What years were you there?
Well, around about 51, 52 or something like that.
Well, we hadn't arrived in Australia then.
No.
Yeah. So time of fashions, yeah. So you did a bit of seamstress work?
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
And then I was told several times I had to alter somebody else's and put the sleeves in correctly.
So you were good at putting the sleeves in?
Well, I had to be. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. But I was a little bit slow in doing things and... That's how I had to get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then went, that's right, I went to Sister Powell's nursing home.
Okay, yep.
And
where was that?
In Finner Street, almost alongside of the Catholic Church, Catholic...
Okay, so it was an order of nuns?
No. She was a sister nursing sister. Yeah.
Well, that's right, because they used to call them sisters back then, the nurses, the head nurse, didn't they?
Yes, that's right.
That's right.
Yeah. And
they wore these funny big hats.
Some of them did. Others were like a shawl over the top of them, you know.
Yeah.
Anyhow, I was there for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's where I put my back out.
Was that nursing?
Yes, nursing.
Nursing. So you were lifting and...
Yeah, yeah. Mm. You had to lift yourself.
And that's where you did your back. Goodness.
Yeah. And I'd started going with George then, and we were going quite a while together.
Mm-hmm.
We were also in the, I'll say about the first, Sister Powell's, then she went and bought Martindale.
Oh, right.
Then she, I wasn't there then, I was only at Finnis Street, the other end of Finnis Street.
Mm-hmm.
And
so what was her name, Sister?
Powell.
Powell.
P-O-W-E-L-L.
Oh, Powell, yep.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I got to learn massaging, and I don't know what else I didn't do. But I don't regret it.
Did you get to Martindale?
No, I didn't. That was a bit later on.
Mm-hmm.
And then she bought James Martin Village.
Where was that?
Yeah, Williston.
Oh, Williston, the James Martin Village.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, well, they had the nursing home and what other part was it?
Residential.
Huh? Yes, residential. And they still had the... cottages or whatever they like to call it. Yeah. They've always been there.
Uh-huh.
But they closed up the other part.
She was a very forward-thinking woman to invest in something like that.
Yeah, she went to Sister Powell's, and then her son took over.
Uh-huh.
So it was very interesting to be with them. And Bell Chambers, I don't know whether you've heard of one of the Bell Chambers.
Who's Bell Chambers?
It was the mother, Trevor's Bell Chambers, who he's about now. I've got to know him, he's only about so high.
Yeah.
His mother was the cook.
In Martin House?
Not in Martin, though, in... Finnis Street.
Oh, in Finnis Street, she was a cook.
Yes. Okay. So I got to know them quite well.
So this was Bell Chambers?
Yes.
Mm.
Mrs. Bell Chambers is in Probus now. That's how
she? Yes. Still?
Oh, she's just come in since I've been there.
Yeah. So how long was it until you and George got married?
Not until about 1962.
62?
We had to wait and wait because George didn't have any money.
Oh, okay. Yep.
And he couldn't build a house or anything. There's no houses.
So you had no home loans and that then? And
oh, golly, no. No, it was just that, it was... anything but good then. I just kept going with him, needed to go. I just felt as though, that's it.
Yes. Yep. He's been the one.
Yeah, I don't think we've had a row since.
Wow, I'm impressed. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Mm.
When I went, I did a few months. In another shop,
but
didn't work out, so I left there. And then I went into Crosby's.
Oh, you H.B. Crosby?
H.B. Crosby's, yeah.
Yes.
I was looking after the materials,
so where
dress materials.
That? Where was that in Gawler?
That's the one that's been empty so much.
Oh, is that the Pine Place?
Yeah.
That used to be H.P. Crosby's.
Yes. And Essex House, they called
Essex
it.
Essex House.
Yes.
And you were in the...
I was there for 8 years.
Materials, were you?
Materials, yes.
And the eight years.
Yeah.
Wow.
There was...
Eight from what time? What year?
Well, that was in the late 1950s. In the 50s, anyway.
8 years.
Yes, 8 years.
50 to 58, virtually.
Yeah, or 62.
62.
Yeah.
Well, once you got married, you had to give up work.
And go work out there.
but that was true, wasn't it? You weren't allowed to work once you got married.
No, no.
No. So you had to give up your job to a younger one.
Yeah.
And then be a stay-at-home body.
Well, that didn't matter.
No, I mean, yeah, but it's just interesting now as to then.
Oh, yes, too right.
Things have changed, yeah. So when you got married and was a stay-at-home, what did you used to do?
Oh, I was milking cows and...
Oh, so you had the farm.
Oh, yeah, out in the farm.
So you weren't really giving up work.
Not really. Looking after chooks, cleaning eggs.
What kind of chooks did you have?
Mainly... white ones.
The white ones?
Yes.
What they call the Australian Allsop or something.
Yeah, I think that's... Yeah. Sometimes we had a few black ones, but not many.
Yeah. And so you had chickens, sheep?
Sheep,
what kind of sheep were they? Just for meat?
No, oh, yes, meat and wool.
I noticed here that you remember you're a singer.
Yes, that's what I was trying to look for. We've got a photo of
Oh, a photo.
Now I can't remember where we put the darn thing.
No, that's okay. I mean,
we were still on the farm.
Yes.
We were picked up by the conductor.
Mm-hmm.
It was my mother and father and my brother Leith. So the four of us got picked up. There was a photo of
the choir,
in the Institute, and Dora and George were all in there, of course we were in there as well. I reckon there would have been 80 people in the choir. That was the first go off? It was Gawler Oratorio Choir, and then we joined with the Barossa,
and that's when you were Gawler Choral Society.
Yes,
and then the Gawler Barossa
Oratorio Choir. Yeah,
with your mum, your dad, and Leith.
Yeah,
and George was a member too.
Yes, George was there.
Mm-hmm.
Because we went different places, and George used to take us there,
so you did a Christian singers mixed choir.
Yes, every year we did the Messiah.
Oh, really?
Oh, that was beautiful. Yeah. Well, we stopped going when we got married.
Uh-huh.
Up until then, we were there all the time. Of course, Dora married in 1956, but she was only married 15 years and she died. Colette, who's in charge of us at the moment, she wasn't quite 12. Bron was nearly 9 and Merrily had just turned 6 when she died. So they came up to the farm and Nana looked after them. And then it only lasted another 4 years. So the rest of the time, we've been sort of helping out. Because Russell died in 1982.
That's your son?
Son, yes.
Yeah. Was he their father?
Earl was the father.
Who?
Earl Lawrence.
Was the father of
the girls.
Dora. Yeah. Oh, okay, sorry.
Yep. Yeah.
So Russell, your son.
And your son, son was, he was 18.
When he passed away.
Yeah, with a car accident.
Oh. Very young to...
Yeah, 18.
18.
Mm.
Mm. Oh, that's sorry to hear that. So anyway, what can you remember about, any of the things that you used to do when you were working at your Dunder Farmers? I noticed that you said you did the groceries. So that would have been different to what we have now as far as getting the things ready. I mean, you wouldn't have had the packaging, would you?
Oh, no. No. What it was, they gave us the list. We had to write it down, then work it out how much it was.
So you measured everything out?
Oh, yes.
Really? So it wasn't self-packaging and pre-packaged?
Oh, no.
So you had to get a bag?
Well, the bag of sugar, we had to
measure out
so much each.
Or and that's with 2 pounds and ounces.
Yeah, pounds and that. Butter, like...
So what was about butter in a big slab and you just cut it up? And
oh, no. Butter Factory did that.
Oh, okay.
You know where the Butter Factory was?
No.
You know where Iris Crouch is?
Oh, no, not really.
They called it Para Muse, I think it was.
Oh, yes, Muse, yep.
That was the Butter Factory.
Oh, okay. So what? Who was it?
Hayden's used to...
Hayden's Butter?
Yeah, Hayden's Butter Factory.
Mm-hmm.
Because George family sold the cream, not the other.
Yeah.
So they had to take the cream in the back of the car.
Was that in the big tins?
Big round thing.
Tins with the lid on the top. And... Oh, yeah, I know what you mean. I can't remember what they were called, too. I remember seeing them when we used to go driving in the country. They used to put them out for the milk cart to come and pick them up.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
The big metal cans.
Yeah.
And put them out the front.
Yeah. We had to... Or with a cream, we had to take it into the Butter Factory. And what that is.
So what, you let the cream... You just take the cream, not the milk?
Not the milk, no. We separate it.
So you'd separate it?
Yeah.
How would you do that?
Well, whatever it was now, they had machines, you see.
Yeah.
And milk would come out through it.
Yes.
And it'd spin around and... The cream would go one way and milk the other.
Okay, so you had separators.
Separators, yes.
Yeah.
That was the way to do it. And every week they'd bring the jars. They'd bring it in every day, every week.
Yeah.
Then they buy the butter from the factory,
mm-hmm.
1 or 2 pounds of a week or something like that,
mm-hmm.
and they'll churn it up for the mm. butter.
So how did you keep it cool?
We had a cellar.
It was all in the cellar?
Yep.
Not a fridge, just
or
a cool room, it was just the cellar.
Cellar, yeah.
And just the coolness, natural coolness of the cellar kept the butter from melting.
Or the cream.
Oh, the cream.
Yes, the cream.
So is that where you kept all your stores, in the cellar?
Just about.
So you'd have to go up and down the stairs?
Yep.
You didn't have a lift?
Oh, no. What was that?
Not even one of those, what they call them, dumb waiters?
No.
No? So you used it up and down?
Yeah.
Goodness gracious.
And they had quite a few people there.
Mm. So did each person, did you do, I'm trying to get my head, say if I came in with an order, right, you would do completely all my order on your own?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody, you wouldn't divide it up like someone do the fruit, someone do the veg, someone do the bacon, someone do the eggs. You did the whole order all on your own?
Yeah.
Okay.
It took a while.
Yeah. So how many items you would have?
Quite a few,
I mean, it wouldn't just take you 5 or 10 minutes, would it?
Oh, no. I reckon it'd be as big as this.
Yeah.
And you write it all down.
Yeah. So you put at least this, 20, 30 items.
Yeah, just about.
Yeah.
And then work it out how much it'd be.
So people could actually, as George said, he would drop the order off.
Yes.
And then come back and pick it up.
Yeah, exactly.
So a lot of people could do that. They wouldn't stand around waiting for it.
Well, some of them did.
Yeah. Some did, didn't they?
Yeah.
Okay. So you had a little coffee shop just to the side of the McDonald's just down the road.
Oh, what?
Yeah, I bet.
There was no McDonald's. No. Talking about that, would you like a cup of coffee?
What's the time? Actually, that would be lovely. I think we'll stop now because that's an hour we've had. So that'll give us something to talk about maybe next time.
This interview, recorded in the year 2017 by the Gawler Community Broadcasting Association, is available for download for purposes of educational research. We expect that any creative written or electronic work derived from the recording gives due credit to the interviewee, interviewer, and GBA.